It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, it's the Gay Family series, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Transcribed and brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O Fiocca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers today, we find George in his office at the bank. Suddenly the door bursts open and his boss, Mr. Atterbury, comes striding in.
Cooper?
Yes, sir?
Do you expect me to turn this report of yours into the bank examiner?
Why, yes, sir. Why not?
Why not? Listen to this. Bank assets. Cash, $2 million. Bonds, $1 million. Stocks, $700,000. Girdle, $298,000.
Girdle, $298,000.
Gad, boy, you didn't accept it as collateral, did you?
Oh, I know. That's Liz's girdle.
Well, I didn't think it was yours. I merely would like to know how a girdle got into my balance sheet. Is this your way of hedging against inflation?
Well, frankly, sir, I'm worried about the way Liz is spending money. I was checking her budget, and I guess I got the figures mixed.
I suspected as much.
I don't know what to do about Liz.
Have you ever tried driving far into the country, letting her out and hoping she won't find her way back?
No, but I've thought of it. She keeps buying new clothes and saying the ones she has aren't fit to wear to a dogfight. I don't understand it. We hardly ever go to a dogfight.
Boy. And I say that because you act like one. I think it's time I revealed to you the Atterbury system for counteracting clothing bills.
What is it?
It's sort of psychological warfare I've been waging against Iris for years. Only she doesn't know it. When she buys a dress, she comes home, puts it on, and says, "How do you like my new dress?"
Yes.
That's when I utter the magic words. I say, "What new dress?"
What happens?
Well, don't you see? She's so mad to think her new dress looks just like her old ones that she takes it back to the store, and that's the last I hear of it.
Mr. Atterbury, you're the smartest man in the whole world.
Only my great sense of honesty keeps me from disagreeing with you. What new dress?
My gosh, I'm going to try that system on Liz tonight.
What makes you so sure she'll buy something today?
Well, today isn't a holiday, is it?
No.
The stores are open, aren't they?
Yes.
She'll buy something.
It's about time you got here. Come on, Liz girl. Where'll we start shopping?
Well,
I'll tell you what. You start with the hats, and I'll start with the shoes. And the last one to spend $100 is a rotten egg.
No, I'll just go along with you, Iris. I'm not going to buy anything today.
Huh?
I made up my mind not to buy anything today.
Liz Cooper, you're a disgrace to the art of shopping. Turn in your charger plate.
Well, I'm sorry, Iris. It's George. He's upset about my spending so much money. So I'm absolutely not going to spend a cent.
Well, all right.
Of course, if something is such a bargain that I'd be saving George money...
Atta girl, Liz. Come on, let's go see how much money we can save George.
Oh, but I'm serious, Iris. I won't spend any money unless...
Oh, now there's something we could use. A spring tune-up.
What?
You see the sign in front of the beauty department?
Oh, yeah. Get your spring tune-up. We can make a 1950 model out of an old wreck. Spend 11 glorious days at Fataway Farm.
We could stand it. Rudolph's always after me to get rid of my spare tire.
Well, George likes my chassis just the way it is. Anyway, who has 11 days to spend up there?
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, let's go look at dresses.
Okay, but remember, I'm just looking.
All right.
Oh, Iris, turn back. Take me away, quick!
Liz, what are you covering your eyes for?
I just saw some dirty words over there.
Where? What are they?
Gigantic clearance sale.
Everything in the dress department is half price.
Yeah, it's a regular sea of bargains.
Come on, let's dive in.
No, I'm going to be strong about this. I'm going to turn my back on all those bargains and oh, look at that darling green print dress.
Which one?
Oh, the one that's waving its cute little sleeve at me.
Oh, it looks wonderful, Liz. I wonder if it's your size.
Have you got a pitchfork to go with those horns?
Come on, let's go look closer.
No, I'm going to turn my back on that dress and walk right out of the store.
Okay, I give up.
When I make up my mind, that's it. Goodbye, little dress. I would have liked you, but... Hey, somebody else is looking at it.
Well, what of it? You said...
Get away from there. I saw that dress first. Clark, somebody get me a sales girl. Whew, it's good to be home. Shopping sure takes a lot out of you.
Oh, say... I wonder if Rudolph and George appreciate how hard we have to work to spend their money.
Yeah, they're always saying how hard it is to earn. They ought to try spending it sometime. Come on in the bedroom while I put my new things away.
All right. Oh, I love the dress you bought, Liz. It was a real bargain.
Yeah, and not only that, it gave me a perfect reason for buying that green alligator bag I've had my eye on.
True.
And if I hadn't bought the bag, I wouldn't have even thought of green alligator shoes.
No. Put the dress on. Let's see it.
Oh, I don't dare till I figure out some way of breaking it to George. What can I tell him? A rich sales girl died and left it to me? No.
Look, Liz, you've got a month before the bill gets here. Enjoy it until then.
And how will I explain to George when he sees me wearing a new dress?
He won't notice it. He's your husband.
What do you mean?
Well, husbands never notice what their wives are wearing. They only pay attention to other women.
Oh, not George.
I'm not George.
Why, if he notices if I wear a new shade of nail polish.
Come off it, Liz. You've been married long enough to be honest.
I am. Do you really mean that your husband doesn't know when you have a new dress on?
I could go to a formal dance wearing a midi and bloomers and he wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, you're not serious, Iris.
I certainly am, thank goodness. It works out fine, Liz. Every time I get a new dress, I ask Rudolph how he likes it. He says, "What new dress?" And as long as he doesn't even know it's new, I keep it.
Gee, doesn't he wonder how you run up such big bills without buying anything?
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I'll be out in a minute, dear. I'm in here with Iris.
Go on, Liz. Put the dress on and see if he notices.
Do you want me to get my head knocked off? My husband doesn't take me for granted like yours does, girl.
Prove it.
All right, I will. I'll put the dress on and you'll see how quickly he notices.
Don't tell him.
I won't. I won't say a word. Button me up the back.
Okay.
Believe me, when the day arrives that George can't tell I have on new clothes, I'll be ready to die.
Well, straighten up your shroud and go on in.
You'll see. I know George like a book. Now, come on.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, dear.
Hi, Iris.
Hi, George.
Hey, what's the matter, Liz? What are you standing there looking so silly for?
Oh, nothing, nothing. How about a kiss for your little old wife who's been out shopping all day?
Sure, here. Staying for dinner, Iris?
No, thanks. I'll leave you two lovebirds to dine alone.
Liz, why don't you sit down?
George.
Yes, dear?
Haven't you noticed anything?
Oh, yeah, I noticed as soon as I came in.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I can always tell when we're having cabbage for dinner.
Well, goodbye, Liz. Just a minute, Iris. George, dear, look at me. Now, do you notice anything?
Oh, you had your hair cut.
No.
Dyed?
No.
Was it always that color?
Yes. Well, goodbye, Liz.
Oh, shut up.
George, I was talking about my new dress.
What new dress?
George, haven't you anything to say about the dress I'm wearing?
Well, what's there to say? I've seen it 100 times.
Well, I'm certainly glad to know where I stand. It's a pleasure to find out my husband takes me for granted.
Takes you for granted?
Yes, Iris was right. She said you take me for granted, and now you proved it. You do take me for granted.
Now, what are you crying for?
You take me for granted.
As we return to the Coopers, we find Liz and Iris Atterbury down at the corner drugstore. Iris is trying to console Liz, who mistakenly believes George takes her for granted.
Liz. Liz, you gotta stop crying. Everybody in the drugstore is looking at you.
I'm trying to. Oh, my drink is all salty.
Making too much of this.
I'm sorry. I've seen too many moving pictures. What are you supposed to do when you think you're the apple of your husband's eye and find out you're the core?
You're not alone, Liz. The world is full of single apples and married cores. Part of living.
Well, if having your husband take you for granted is part of living, I think I'll try dying.
Oh, don't be so dramatic.
I mean it. I'll go jump in the river.
Now you're being ridiculous.
I'll say I am. I don't know how to swim.
Well, before you do away with yourself, finish your drink.
Oh, honestly, Iris, I can't face it if George doesn't love me.
Oh, he loves you. You know that. It's just that he's a husband, and you expect him to act like a fiancé.
Well, why shouldn't he? I think a husband should continue to do all the things he did before he got married. Oh, no, that doesn't sound right.
Why don't you just forget it, Liz?
I can't forget it. There's something wrong. I must have failed somewhere.
Liz.
That's it. I've let myself go. No wonder he's lost interest, Iris. I've taken myself for granted.
What do you mean, girl?
Look at me. It's hard to imagine that this dumpy, frowsy, wrinkled housewife was once a gorgeous, scintillating queen, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't have to be so enthusiastic.
You said it.
Yes, I said it, and I'm going to do something about it. Hey, remember that ad we saw in the beauty shop today?
You're going to get a spring tune-up.
Tune-up, heck, I'm going to get a complete overhaul.
That's a good idea, girl. I'll go with you.
Oh, you will?
Well, sure. I may be a slightly older model, but I've still got a lot of mileage left in me.
Oh, what'll I tell George? How will we explain being away for 11 days?
Well, Marge Van Tassel is up at her country place. We'll send the boys a wire and tell them we've been invited up there.
Okay, that's a deal. Come on, Iris. We're off to Fataway Farm. Here we are, Fataway Farm. Say, it's not a bad-looking place, Iris. Sort of like a summer resort.
Ooh, I'm so excited. In 11 days, I'm going to look like a model.
Model what?
Never mind. Just wait and see. Here's the office.
Well, how do you do? I'm Mrs. Cooper, and this is Mrs. Atterbury.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Mrs. Fataway.
How do you do?
I want to tell you a little about our course here at the farm. We attempt, through careful planning, diet, and exercise, to bring about a sense of well-being and the ultimate realization of your ideal dimensions.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Or, to put it another way, we're going to beat that ugly fat off of you.
Well, goodbye.
Yeah, we were just shopping.
That will do you no good. The door is locked.
Well, there's no use turning back now, Iris. Our fat's in the fire.
No laughing, please. It puts on weight. Now, in 11 days, you're going to look like two different people.
Oh? In case you don't recognize me, Liz, I've got a mole on my cheek.
Well, you can't miss me. I'll be the thin one with the red hair and the black and blue body.
All right, ladies, we're now ready for our exercises. First, we're going to bend down and touch our little toes.
Want to bet?
Quiet. Here we go. One. Two. Three.
Nice work, Iris. You got to your knees that time.
Never mind, Mrs. Cooper. You're not doing it right either.
I'm touching my toes.
You're not supposed to raise your foot and meet your hand halfway.
Ooh.
Now, try it right. Keep your knees straight. One. Good. You touched your toes. Mrs. Cooper, are you all right? Is there something wrong?
No, I always walk around with my head between my knees like this.
Liz, which steam cabinet are you in? I can't see through the steam.
I'm over here. How long do we have to stay in these torture chambers? I'm beginning to shrivel.
So am I. My hands are all wrinkly.
Oof. I wonder where I got all these pores. If they don't come soon, they'll have to pick me up with a blotter.
All right, that's enough steam for today. Are any of the ladies in here?
No, there's nobody here but us prunes.
Time to get out. All right, Mrs. Atterbury, I'll open your cabinet.
Well, thank you.
And now you, Mrs. Cooper. Mrs. Cooper?
Where are you? She's not here.
I know it. I know it. She's melted away to nothing.
Oh, my goodness, what have I done?
I'm over here, what's left of me.
Oh, my. I'll open your cabinet for you.
Never mind. I'll just crawl out through the hole in the top.
Come, come now. The others are waiting for us.
What for?
We're pooped.
Oh.
No more work today. We're all going to have fun.
Oh, Keen.
We're going on a 2-mile hike.
Keen dipped in pickle juice.
Halt! 1, 2! Well, girls, here we are at the other end of the lake, and we have a truck waiting to drive you back.
Thank goodness.
Now, let's see what you're made of. Those of you who want to ride back can. But if you're really serious about losing weight, you'll walk back. Now, all those who want to ride back, take 2 steps forward. Well, there's only one woman who didn't step forward. Liz Cooper. Mrs. Cooper, I'm proud of you. Of all these women, you're the only one who has the strength to walk back.
Walk back? I was too weak to take the 2 steps forward. Keep the change.
Oh, Liz, it's good to be home. I can hardly wait to see their faces when we walk in that front door.
Oh, me too, Iris. It was rough, but it was worth it. Oh, I feel like a different person.
What was your name again, stranger?
Gorgeous Cooper. And who might you be?
No Hips Atterbury.
Oh, gee, I hope George recognizes me. You, George!
Riddle!
George, we're home!
Liz, Iris, Mr. Atterbury, they're here.
Hi, George.
Riddle!
Lotus Bug!
Did you miss us?
I'll say we did. It sure was lonesome around here.
You'll never believe this, Iris, but I even missed you.
Aww.
Did you have a good time up at Marge's?
Oh, yes, it was wonderful. It was good for us, too. How do I look?
Let me look at you. Gee, Liz, didn't Marge feed you?
Well, I have lost a few pounds.
Well, I'll say you have. You look like a plucked chicken.
What? Oh!
What's the matter?
I did this just for you. I've been dieting and exercising. I've been starving myself so I'd be beautiful and you'd like me better.
Oh, Liz, I don't want you to be beautiful. I want you just the way you were. Oh, honey, I mean you were beautiful to me the way you were. But don't worry. We'll fatten you up in no time.
You mean I can eat potatoes and butter and cream and hot rolls and pork chops and hot fudge fundies? Oh, I'm going to start right now. Hand me those chocolate creams.
Give me some, Liz.
Just a minute, Lotus Bud. Take your grubby paws off those bonbons. I like you the way you are now.
Oh, don't worry, Iris. These taste terrible. Give me some more, George. Well, they're awful, Iris. Really, they are. You wouldn't like them.
Yes, Lucille. What's going to happen tonight?
Tonight, Robert, we go back to ancient mythology. You are a sailor and I am a siren, luring you to destruction on the rocks. A little shipwreck music, maestro.
Ah, I am a sailor. But wait, there is a beautiful girl on the rocks over there. I wonder if she is a siren. Yep. She's a siren, all right.
Oh, sailor boy. Sailor boy. Come here, come here, come here.
No.
I have many nice things to offer.
What?
Come here and see. I have jello, vanilla, tapioca pudding. Delicious, light, and tempting.
Be still, my heart.
I also have jello, chocolate tapioca.
So rich, the kids say it's candy good?
Oh, yes. Just listen to the kids. It's candy good. It's candy good. It's candy good. What is? Shut up.
Do you also have jello, orange, coconut, tapioca?
A wonderful blend of refreshing orange and tropical coconut?
Yes, do you?
No. I just wanted to see what would happen. All righty. I have it, sailor boy. Come and get it. Come here, come here, come on.
Here I come, full speed ahead.
Ha, ha, ha. He will crash. Ha! We forgot something. Jello and tapioca puddings are easy, too. They take only about 5 minutes to prepare. Okay, come ahead. Ha, ha, ha. Good night.
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Tonight's transcribed program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Watch for Lucille Ball in today's issue of Parade.
Say, listen to this.
It's new, it's new, it can't be beat. The grandest treat you ever did eat. Post Sugar Crisp. As a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's so handy. Or eat it like candy. As a cereal, it's dandy. Or eat it like candy. Post Sugar Crisp.
Look for the red, white, and blue cellophane bag with the three little bears. That's Post Sugar Crisp. Today, enjoy this honey of a new cereal that's fun to eat.
Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by...
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sir.
Bob Lamont speaking.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.